Hello. Hello.
Hello, this is a callback from Circus Services. My name is Nia. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was just wondering when my mother-in-law was going to get service. It's been over a week now, and I never heard from your organization last Tuesday.
Alrighty, can you please provide me with the order number or the telephone number associated to the order?
Service request is 560-103-972.
Thank you for providing that, and just give me one moment. And can you please verify the last name and the address?
The last name would be McCormick. The address is 1395 Great River Parkway in Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Thank you for verifying that information, and just give me one moment.
Okay.
Alrighty, so it looks like she was scheduled for the 23rd of May, but it looks like the service date was unconfirmed. And if you don't confirm the date, they actually will not come out. And the contact number that we did send that to was 770-237-0777.
Okay, that's the first mistake. I called the day after I placed the request to update that contact information because my mother-in-law is not in her right mind, so I'm handling her affairs. So I called to have that contact information changed because I know she wouldn't answer her phone or respond.
Okay,
So you
alrighty.
don't see another number on the account, or because I called them, I scheduled service, I believe it was that Thursday, and then I called on Friday to update contact information, and that's when they scheduled the appointment for Tuesday and said I would hear something between 8 to 5.
Okay, and I do see a note here on the order for that. I was just looking over everything here on the order. Just give me one moment, please. Let me
Okay.
just take a look at what's going on.
Because I knew that would happen. That's why I called to try and update that information.
Right. Okay, let me just take a look and see what's going on. Yes, sir. Thank you for holding. So, based off the notes, the representative did update the information. Let me just take a look here because there may be a problem with the system, and that's the reason why we can't update the information. And I truly do apologize for the inconvenience. Of course, that's not your fault. So, I'm just going to try and resolve the matter now. Yes,
Okay.
because I did just try and update your number again, and of course it's automatically going back to the to that 770 number I provided. So let me just notify my manager, so we can resolve this issue and get you scheduled for the next available date. And I truly do apologize for the inconvenience. I'm
That's
going to
okay.
see
I
if we have
understand.
something for tomorrow,
Okay.
if anything. Just give me one moment.
Well, and I did check my mother-in-law's phone line, and I didn't see any phone numbers. So if you would have called, if your organization would have called back, would it be on this 954 phone number?
Well, the problem is it should be because once the representative updated the information, it should automatically, did that. But it seems to be automatically defaulting back to the 770 number, and that's why we couldn't confirm the service call. So I'm most definitely going to have my manager resolve this issue, and I can also
Okay.
see what's the next available date. Just give me one moment. I can provide that as well.
Perfect.
Right. Let's see. Okay, so I don't have any availability for today or tomorrow, but I do have something for June 3rd. Is that okay?
June 3rd is
a Wednesday.
June 3rd is fine.
June 3rd. Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and confirm that while we're on the phone so we can at least avoid that issue as well. And just give me one moment because I do still want to notify the manager as well, just so we can call you instead and try and resolve this issue with the contact.
Okay.
And he'll also be providing a call back with you as well, just to confirm everything. Cormick, let me just send this email off. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Alrighty, and just to confirm that contact number, hold on, okay, that number is 768-448-6608, correct?
No, ma'am.
Alrighty, and what's the number?
It should be 678-448-6608.
My apologies. I most definitely mixed that up. 7678. My apologies, sir. Okay. I'm just going to add that on the contact on the email as well, just so we can make sure we're updating it to that correct number. Alrighty, thank you so much for patiently holding. So I did go ahead and send that email to the manager as well, just to make sure that we're updating that contact information with yours instead. And I did leave a note on the order, just based off everything that I did leave in the email. So if you do have any other questions or concerns, you can most definitely feel free to give us a call. But just to confirm that you are scheduled for June 3rd service call, which is Wednesday. And once they do update the information on the order, the technician will actually give you a call the day of service. And he'll provide you with the ETA of when he'll be arriving to that destination.
Okay. Perfect.
All righty. And is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
My pleasure. And thank you so much for calling Circa Services. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.